You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, now your boys turn their attention to relationships and relationship issues. It's something that's been a big part of our show for a billion years. That's why people write to us all the time with questions about relationship stuff. And so when I saw this article on relationships, the headline caught my eye. Jeremy, the headline says, you've heard of red flags in relationships.
Yep.
But what are pink flags?
Yeah, I saw this and I had never heard of this this statement or whatever you want to call it. Pink flags. I've never heard of that before. So school us, man. What are they?
Well, I think it's a little confusing, but I also think it's interesting. And that's what I want to talk about with our listeners. Because we always like to throw out stuff that you can at least just think about. Maybe you're in your car right now and you're in a relationship with someone, you've just started seeing them, and there's something that's not, it's not driving you crazy. It's not like a big red flag. I mean, I think we all associate red flag with something like, oh, I know this is going to be the end of our relationship, mm-hmm. You know. But it's just what they...
It's just like a little something kind of nagging at you, right?
Yeah, like, it used to be like considered an issue, but not
It's just an itch, kind of. It's just an itch that you're like, does this need to be scratched?
So according to this article, pink flags are subtle signs that someone might not be a good fit for you and your relationship is doomed, but not always. In other words, it could be something that's just you kind of learn to live with or you recognize... You know, here's the way I look at stuff like that, is people tend to, and I'm sure I've been guilty of this too, we tend to, you know, when you're getting into a relationship, it's all about, you know, what that person can do for you or what kind of trouble they're going to be. And you don't stop to think, well, what am I a picnic to be around? Am I, you know, good to be around? Am mm-hmm. Do I have my issues that are going to be red or pink flags for other people? So it includes things like, because I'm sure people are looking for examples.
Yes, please.
Changes in behavior, Jeremy, like not as affectionate as they used to be.
Okay.
So that doesn't have to be a red flag. It could just be a subtle question about whether or not, you know, they are the one for you. Okay. It doesn't mean that necessarily they're running out and they're disinterested or they're cheating on you or anything like that. Another one that they mention in here are the mismatched love languages.
So one's touch and one's gifts.
Correct.
And you don't sync up. So
right.
Pink flag. Okay, but you can kind of work through that kind of stuff, I think, right?
I would think so.
That's one you could work through.
I agree.
Hug me more.
And
these
then,
are very
go ahead,
deep.
Say it.
These are very deep. Like
I'm
for me, if I'm thinking pink flag, I'm like, I don't know if I can be with this person because they've got a weird laugh, you know, or they're a heavy
example,
breather,
actually.
Or every time I'm around their brother, he's so strange. Like I don't know if I could be a part of the family.
They have.
Yeah, they're a little too deep, and I just want somebody, you know, that... What show was it where the toe next to the big toe was longer?
Right.
And it's like, that's all you can focus on every time you're with them. I mean, they're a great person, they're super attractive, but the little pink flag is that little toe down there, and you're like, I don't know if I can look at that the rest of my life. The love languages thing is almost too deep for me. I don't know.
You know, here's another thought for you, too, on this. Is that I think that as you get older, the red flags become pink flags, or they should. In other words, we're all super picky when we're younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you'll bail on a new relationship a lot faster for something.
Yeah.
But as you get a little bit older, you realize maybe I shouldn't be that
picky.
Picky.
You tend to start letting things roll off a little bit and realize, you know, this is that little thing is, you know, the whole package is much better than that little thing. Their little weird laugh. Which reminds me, where's that laugh? Did you see that TikTok video that's gone viral?
I saw the headline. I didn't watch
it. I want to play you. Like, this is a pink flag right here. This is two people trying to make a TikTok video. And let me turn it on you so you can hear it, Dom. Here you go. That's an actual man laughing. That's a hardcore pink flag right there for me.
Okay. So I have to...
Come on!
Okay, so we used to have somebody in our sales department. It was a woman. And that's exactly how she laughed.
Oh, my God.
And the first time I heard it, I was down the hall. She had just started at the station. I was down the hall. And I heard from down the hall...
Did we hire a seal?
Like that. She was the most adorable, delightful person. And even she was like, yeah, I've got a really weird laugh. I don't know what it is.
But yeah, it so that- I'm basically undateable. Pink flag right there, man. Pink
I saw
flag.
On social media she got married just a few years ago. So somebody,
did she really?
Somebody embraced that
somebody
laugh.
Was into it.
We got phone calls. We've also got a lot of text messages. I just want to point out that we're talking pink flags, not red flags. Like Jessica wrote in. She goes, someone who can't handle their liquor. And I'm like, that's a red flag.
Yeah, anything to do with drinking, probably red. Here's a pink one from Shelly. She says, I met a new guy. He's truly a wonderful man. However, he wore tall black socks with old man shoes and shorts. That's a pink flag. Great guy, but horrible socks and shoes. That's a good one.
How funny that it's a socks one, because Chelsea's has to do with socks, too. She says, I should have listened to my gut when I got with an ex. He slept in socks.
Oh, no. Who
and then she
that?
Says in all caps, pink flag.
Pink flag. Who sleeps in socks?
I will say this, Chelsea, just in his defense. We did have a News for Nerds segment several years ago that said you will, believe it or not, sleep better. Your quality of sleep will be better if you're in socks than if you're barefoot. I'm just saying. I don't sleep
you
in
will
socks.
Truly be sleeping because you won't be getting romantic with anybody.
Correct. That's exactly right. So I just want to say, I don't sleep in socks. However, I have read, especially like...
well, kids. People, I know kids, when they're sick, you got to rub Vicks on their feet and put socks on them.
Yeah, people went out of their minds with that advice for their children years ago. We said, look, if your kids have an if you've got like a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, and they're like not sleeping, put socks on them when they go to bed. And I swear, 2 weeks later, we had at least 20 messages from parents saying, oh, my God, you saved us. We put socks on our kids, and now they go to sleep.
My son, Reed, sleeps in socks every single night. If it's 100 degrees outside, he's putting socks and, like, fleece pants on, and that's what he sleeps in. And I'm like, how are you doing
well, there
it?
You
like,
go.
This is how I'm comfortable. Annette called in.
Let's get Annette on the phone. Hey, Annette, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Oh, my God, you guys have me laughing so hard. And the last one, even with the black socks.
What, you don't like that?
I'll just say that I'm over 50, so I've been married twice. And no, it doesn't get easier. No way in hell. I got a dog. Sorry.
It doesn't get easier? Oh, no.
Come on
I'm
now.
I'm a yoga instructor, and I'm fit, man. So it's not that I'm, I'm unappealing because of how I talk and my attitude. So
you be careful. Watch your language. I have a feeling something's going to slip out. The potty mouth yoga instructor.
You just tell it like it is, right? You're just honest.
Yeah.
That's another reason
why I'm not married.
Oh, okay. So you had like a whole bunch of pink flags then that just kind of accumulated.
My pink flags were, and I was laughing, they started as pink flags, which is, let's see. My first husband that I call my catch and release husband.
What was going
really
on there?
Pretty.
He was pretty? Okay.
He was really pretty to look at.
But what?
Well, he was the head personal trainer of Bally's Health Club. He had a picture of himself on the wall with zebra tights.
Shut up. Shut up.
Well, why did I marry the man?
You found that attractive at some point.
That's
great. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That is funny.
Zebra tights.
All right, what's another one? Sounds like you got a whole list.
How many times have you been married?
87. No, I'm kidding. No, so then it took me 7 years to get married again. And the only reason I got married, well, he was my boyfriend for 5 years. We bought a house. And then he says, did you ever want to have kids? I was like, I don't know. I guess. But I'd have to be married. Dude pops the question 2 months later.
Oh, yeah, so that's really quick. That's, yeah.
So the pink flags were, and needless to say, I was kind of obsessed with fitness because I was a personal trainer for a while. And he took his shirt off for the first time just before a rafting trip.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, huh.
Not going to happen?
Huh.
A little flabby?
I was like, a little bit. And,
But what if he was a great guy?
What if he was a great guy?
What if he was just
a big heart, very generous, super loving?
I totally overlooked that because...
Third nipple.
Super fantastic. I was a long-distance runner. He didn't run. And I'm like, I run 20 hours a week. If you want to spend time with me, you got to run.
Oh, boy.
So he ran 18 miles the first time we went on a freaking date. He couldn't walk for a while, but I'm like, okay, no more pink flags. Dude's got... Get the green light.
He's got stamina. All right. We got to move this along, Annette. Yeah. So, how do you want to bring this home with us?
He had stamina in that department. How fast to leave it with
okay.
That?
Okay.
Oh, Annette, right. You are just.
No. I didn't mean it that Don't.
I feel like you meant it that way.
I totally. Of course you meant it that way.
He didn't look good with his shirt off, but you got freaky deaky with him, it sounds like.
We'll leave it that way.
All right, Annette. Go stretch or something.
With my dog, man.
Yeah, go play with your dog and downward dog.
It means
dog.
The world to us that you spend your mornings with your boys, Annette. Thank you. You might not have, you know, that guy in your life, but you got us as your two guys in your
life.
And
we look awesome with our shirts off. You don't even know. So good.
I've been just waiting for that.
No, you know, here's the funny thing about me and Jeremy. If we took our shirts off, okay? If we did, you'd have a real life before and after picture.